What's up, everyone? Welcome to your weekly tech update, the show that explores the newest, coolest, and craziest side of tech available on the interwebs. I am your technology concierge, Ray McNeil. Coming up on the program today, there sure were a ton of Peloton wannabes at this year's CES. Finally, a guitar pedal that you're supposed to spill beer on. And happening in this week's What The, a clumsy criminal is caught on video in Louisiana. I'll show you that and a whole lot more coming up on today's edition of your weekly tech update next. Hi everyone. The Peloton effect has been several years in the making. Ever since the cult favorite $2,200 stationary bike that can live stream classes debuted back in 2014, companies have been trying to create their own renditions to get a piece of the pie. Whether that's by making a cheaper version of the bike or implementing the same live streamed boutique workout class concept into different types of exercise equipment. Now at CES 2020, it's clear that we'll continue to see more of these entertainment products, I guess you want to call them, trying to convince the masses that working out is fun. While Peloton was nowhere to be found at CES this year, the company launched its $4,200 treadmill back at CES 2018 and showed it off again last year. There certainly was an abundance of workout equipment that looked strikingly similar. Echelon, which has been producing more affordable versions of Peloton since 2018, showcased its latest bike, the Smart Connect EX5S. Though it's Echelon's fourth indoor bike, it's the first that has an actual HD touchscreen that makes it an all-in-one system. Previous versions, you had to mount your own phone or tablet to the front of it. At $1,639, it's also a fraction of Peloton's cost. Still, part of Peloton's charm is the quality of its instructors, who have their own, quote, personalities and catchphrases that seem to draw users back to their classes. Echelon hasn't quite found that sweet spot with offerings, but I think if you've never used Peloton before, thus have nothing to compare it to, the Echelon is not a bad place to start. Traditional home fitness companies like Bowflex have also secured a spot at CES this year, showing off the $899 connected C6 bike it launched last fall. Now, unlike Echelon and Peloton, Bowflex isn't offering its own set of live classes. Instead, the company built a bike that can pair with third-party apps like Peloton and Zwift, so they can achieve the experience without paying the full Peloton price. Now, gym staples like Nordic Track and ProForm, which didn't make a huge splash at CES like in years past, have also been busy building their own sets of connected fitness equipment. As of 2020, their combined collection of smart training equipment now includes a treadmill, a rower, a high-intensity interval training machine, a bike, and an elliptical, all of which stream classes through the iFit app. The machines range in price from $499 all the way up to $1,999. Since there are now so many kinds of connected fitness devices coming to market, companies are also seemingly trying to cram as many things into one gadget as possible rather than copy Peloton machines outright. Launched at CES, the AmazeFit Home Studio. It combines a smart mirror and a treadmill so at-home exercisers can perform a variety of cardio workouts such as running, floor work, yoga, and bilateral training. The machine, which doesn't yet have a price, uses 3D motion sensors to monitor your form and prevent injuries. At-home users can also use the bars on the side of the treadmill to perform bodyweight workouts and stretches. The mirror portion is particularly cool. It looks starkly close to the fitness platform startup Mirrors, which features a camera up top, a touchscreen in the middle, and two steel legs standing the machine up. Unlike the Amazfit Home Studio, though, Mirror doesn't use sensors to recognize your movements. Instead, it recently introduced one-on-one personal training that uses a webcam to connect instructors to their students and allow them to manually watch for form corrections. On the heels of a rumored Peloton rowing machine, there were lots of alternatives on the CES show floor that were trying to beat Peloton to the punch too. In addition to bikes, Echelon also showed its $1,599 rower with an attached HD monitor. Another fitness company, Hydro, took a slightly different approach. In 2018, it launched a rower with streamable videos that replicate the visuals of rowing out on the water. This year at CES, the company demoed an upcoming VR feature that doubles down on that concept. As users row on the $2,200 machine, currently discounted, by the way, to $1,699, they can also look around in a VR headset to simulate rowing on a four-person boat. Another traditional fitness company, Ergata, added a smart component to its roster of traditional water rowers. Similar to the Hydro, it does not boost a boutique fitness studio experience. Instead, it uses a gamified style of training that lets rowers partake in personal races, challenges, and compete virtually with an online community rather than follow along with instructor-led classes. At $1,999, it's one of the priciest of the bunch, up front anyway, with a $29 per month subscription required to access some of its content and features. Now, none of these alternatives come close, at least not yet, to the millions of adoring fans and the household name that Peloton has going for it. But while Peloton may not like that other companies are creating cheaper versions of its product, Peloton even sued Echelon for patent infringement, more competition means more people will be aware of this category of devices, making fitness as trendy as owning the latest iPhone. Whereas Peloton machines are showcased at a few dozen showrooms in the US, you can find Echelon demoing its bikes at Costco stores and Hydro rowers at Best Buys across the country, making entertainment machines a bit more accessible. And let's face it, Peloton is expensive, and while the price tags for these alternatives are still not cheap, connected fitness is having its cultural movement. Just take a look at how we all seem to have an opinion about that Peloton ad. If this trend makes us more aware of fitness as a whole and helps motivate those at home to seek other forms of exercise, whether it's streaming YouTube classes, meditating, or running outdoors for free, then the rise in smart fitness gadgets is ultimately a very good thing. Let people argue about how much they spend working out with that device, as long as they work out. Different types of smart locks, including the NetAtmo smart door lock with NFC keys and the August Wi-Fi smart door lock that works without a hub, have been unveiled at CES 2020. One would have expected LG to think on the same lines too, but taking things a notch higher, the company has unveiled a futuristic door. Making the entire door smart is definitely an out-of-the-box idea. An LG smart door uses, well, the most high-tech gadgetry it possibly can, including biometrics and built-in cameras to authenticate a person entering into the house. Now, it recognizes a person by scanning veins in the palm and then slides open automatically. There is a compartment integrated into the door which opens up from both sides, designed for the safety and convenience of binge online shoppers. The door allows a delivery boy with a barcode to open it and deliver a package from the outside, while the owner can open it from the inside outside to get the delivered package. There will not be a need to open the entire door. The inner side of the smart door has a mirrored screen that shows weather and traffic updates, grocery receipts, and their arrival dates, etc., and also works as a full-sized mirror. LG Smart Door taps on the idea of providing users with a convenient entryway where they can do a lot more. It's all part of the LG ThinQ Home that envisions AI that will transform our daily experience. It is accompanied by LG's jumbo-sized indoor garden, LG's OLED TV with voice feature, and the InstaView ThinQ fridge with food recognition. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on the history of guitar pedals, but I'm fairly confident in saying there has never been a pedal quite like Ranger's FX Mini Bar. It's a overdrive pedal, but one that requires a little something extra to work. A liquid. Really. There's a small container on the top that says pour liquid here, and until you put something in there, it simply won't work, won't make a sound, won't do anything. Inside the container is a green LED that's part of the liquid analyzer. See, what you put inside determines the sound of your distortion. How easily it conducts your guitar's AC signal determines the amount of gain, and the color of the liquid determines the amount of treble and bass. So, depending on what you put in there, you could get a full-throated roar or a narrow telephone-like distortion. Otherwise, there's not really any controls to be found on the mini bar. There's an off switch and a volume knob, and, well, that's it. All your other typical distortion controls are determined entirely by your choice of liquid. Want to know what your favorite whiskey sounds like? Or perhaps you're partial to a nice root beer? Or maybe you want to get as metal as possible? Go get yourself some pig's blood from your local butcher. A startup called Mojo Vision unveiled a working prototype recently of what it claims to be the world's first true smart contact lens. The smart lens is essentially a miniaturized display that you can wear in your eye. The company says it could provide directions, sport scores, or even let you see in the dark. People can't tell you were wearing it, so we want the interaction to be subtle, done using just your eyes. That comes from Senior Vice President of Product and Marketing, Steve Sinclair. The company promises its lens will be as unobtrusive as possible, giving you the information you want when you want it, and are not bombarded or distracted by data when you don't. Since it's a contact lens, the screen will still be visible, even when your eyes are closed. That's according to TechCrunch. The tech behind the tiny device, which some journalists reportedly saw at CES last week, is impressive. A miniature micro LED display at the center of the smart lens features a pixel density of 14,000 pixels per inch. World record, according to the company. Now, the iPhone 11's Retina display, for comparison, has a pixel density of 323 ppi. The startup is now working with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to develop a final product aimed at the vision impaired that complies with regulations and standards. And you know, after that, the rest of the population will get augmented vision. True wireless earbuds are the new black. But let's face it, most of them look boring at best and ugly at worst. The updated Horizon earphones by Master and Dynamic and Louis Vuitton solve that first world problem, but at a cost. The buds made waves when they launched last year for just under $1,000. This year's model is even more expensive, coming in at $1,090, but you'll get some upgrades, both functional and aesthetic, for the extra cash anyway. The Horizon earphones are essentially M&D's 299 MW07 Plus earbuds, but with Louis Vuitton branding. So really, you're paying a big fee for the prestige. To be fair, this year's offerings looks a bit more exciting though. There are some bold color choices like neon yellow, and they sport either the Louis Vuitton monogram or the brand's signature flower designs in contrasting metallic finishes. In terms of function updates, the buds now have 10 hours of listening time, an ambient listening mode for in-person conversations, improved active noise canceling, and more sensitive microphones for voice functions and phone calls. The new case can charge wirelessly and stores an additional 20 hours of battery life. Yeah, you heard that right. You can get 30 hours of listening out of these wireless earbuds. While most people will probably roll their eyes at the nearly $800 markup, well, there's certainly a market for this type of collaboration. Oh, I've been waiting and waiting, and we're going to continue waiting at least for a few more months for Tony Stark to get off the ground. Developer Camouflage announced recently it is delaying Marvel's Iron Man VR for PlayStation 4. It is now coming out May 15th. At that time, you can get the superhero simulator for $40 US. Here's Camouflage's full statement, which it posted to Twitter. In order to deliver on our vision and meet the high expectations of our amazing community, we've made the difficult decision to move Marvel's Iron Man VR to a May 15th, 2020 release date. We truly appreciate your patience and understanding. You'll be hearing from us again soon. Iron Man VR is an original game for PlayStation VR that Camouflage originally planned to launch February 28th. It puts players in the role of a robot-suited hero. As you might expect, gameplay focuses on flying around and shooting down enemies using Iron Man's repulsor gloves and other weapons. The game tells the story of a Tony Stark that backs away from the world of making weapons. After years of retirement, however, the villainous Ghost attacks Tony using some of his old technology. At the same time, Ghost uses her hacking skills to take out Stark Industries locations around the world. Players will have to uncover Ghost's motivation while also protecting people caught in the crossfire. As for how this all works, the game will put an emphasis on upgrading the Iron Man suit. You can add new features and customizations throughout the adventure. Iron Man VR is only for PlayStation VR, so that means you're going to need Sony's headset as well as the camera and two PlayStation Move controllers and, of course, the PS4 console as well. If humanity ever ends up living on the moon, well, what would the vehicles be like? According to Lexus, they'd be sleek, shiny, and wouldn't look out of place in a sci-fi flick. The European Advanced Design Studio for Lexus and Toyota, the brand's parent company, has created 7 lunar vehicle concepts for the Document Journal magazine. They all feature some design elements from the Lexus LF30 electric concept, the luxury automaker's vision for the next generation of EVs, because the studio was in the midst of its development when the magazine asked for contributions. Out of the 7 concepts envisioned by 5 different designers, the one that got published was a motorcycle-like vehicle called Zero Gravity. While it's supposed to be ridden like a motorbike, it doesn't have wheels. It was designed with magnetic levitation in mind. The other concepts are just as interesting, though. There's the Lexus Cosmos that uses a lot of glass so passengers can enjoy the view while it flies around, and the Bouncing Moon Roller that looks like a high-tech gyroscope ride. The Lexus Lunar Cruiser is a multi-purpose vehicle meant to provide a smooth ride, even on rough lunar terrain, while the Lexus Moonracer is a recreational vehicle with a glass bubble for a body. Finally, there's the Lexus Lunar Mission, a vehicle meant to fly people from Earth to its faithful companion. Of course, all of them are just concepts, and actual lunar vehicles might look a lot less exciting. It's nice to imagine them flying and zooming around the lunar surface in the future, though, especially since it may take a long, long time before humans become a common sight on the moon. What official EPA range numbers for the 2020 Porsche Taycan Turbo came out, well, the news hit like a ton of bricks. Or batteries. Same difference. That's all Porsche has. Really? 201 miles? Yep, that's what $153,000 is going to buy you. Compared to the Tesla Model S, that number is shockingly off base. However, the Taycan is a proper sports car that'll hold up on track, unlike the Model S, which is slanted towards street driving. There's also an argument to be made in defending the range figure itself, as folks rarely drive more than 201 miles a day. And if you have over $150,000 to spend on a Taycan, you surely have enough spare cash to get yourself a very nice gas engine car that'll take you on those longer trips. That news the other week was just about the regular Taycan Turbo, though. Now EPA ratings are available for the Taycan Turbo S. Just as one might expect, the faster of the two Taycan Turbos is also less efficient. It gets a rating of just 192 miles on a full charge. That's 9 miles fewer than the Turbo. The last thing anybody wanted to see was less range, but that's what happens when you add even more performance. The Turbo S is quicker, has more horsepower and torque, comes standard with larger wheels, and also adds an assortment of performance handling equipment. All this combined can be attributed to the lower range number. Now, the Turbo S is also slightly less efficient than the regular Turbo, coming in at 68 miles per gallon E. That makes it the new leader in the clubhouse for the least efficient electric car on sale today, besting the Taycan Turbo's 69 miles per gallon E figure. Now, having the least efficient electric car out there isn't an enviable position to be in, but we're not surprised that it's a Porsche. For comparison's sake, the Tesla Model S performance is rated at 97 miles per gallon E, significantly more efficient than the Taycan Turbo S. It also boasts 134 miles more in total rated range, coming in at 326 miles. Picking between the two will force you to determine your priorities in an EV. And it will also assume an empty check, as the Turbo S is selling for $187,610 at launch. And finally, happening in this week's What the... another sight that could be right out of a Benny Hill episode. A bank robber received a lot of attention recently following a clumsy escape from his heist in Louisiana. The local sheriff's office shared surveillance footage of the criminal getting away. Yes, he got away after he allegedly robbed a credit union in Shreveport, but not before tripping and tripping and tripping again. The man was shown falling three separate times before he reached his getaway car and took off. Some locals who watched the footage were in disbelief that the alleged robber got away. One said, "He's lucky, because all you got to do is fall once. At least, that's the way it is in the movies." The suspect has not been identified. Thanks for watching your weekly tech update. If you have a story you think we should feature on the program, you need to send me an email, djraymcneil@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Tech Update, and check out the podcast, audio and video versions available on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Audioburst, and elsewhere on the interwebs. Till next time, I'm Ray McNeil. Good night, world.